Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's tons of people out there.
I know, that's wrong.
There are tons of people
out there. Yeah, so I apologize.
And really,
I will,
tons
take
of people wouldn't
that.
Be accurate either. Yeah.
Well, that could be if like being 10 people, 10 fat people.
10, if you've...
10 parakeets.
Oh, we're so cruel to each other. We really are.
I mean, we keep each other honest.
Comes from love.
We keep each other honest.
Yeah,
it does.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, we'd do anything for each other.
I mean, I've had...
This is the Bolivian way.
I love it.
I do, too.
Works for this show.
Sure.
I don't care if it's entertaining or pisses people off. It works for this show.
When are we going to start recording?
Oscarito, you got fat. I know, Mom. I'm working on it. Just work harder.
Oh, yeah.
The last place I would ever want to work out would be where I work.
Your house?
No, I'm talking about back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Back, but thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is a different set.
Hey, kind of an a-hole.
Unhinged.
Not unhinged! I'm not unhinged!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
To the parents in our audience of young kids, high school kids, to people in areas all around the country, if it's anything like where I live, I think you have to be a little mindful of the urgency that's out there. Normally I talk about urgency when there are holidays or long weekends or something, but there is school back at, oh, is he on?
Yes.
I was going to say you talk about fecal urgency.
Had a little of that today, but it with the new medicine I'm on, kind of turned out to be a false alarm, which is really, really
disappointing. Oh, I didn't know that was a...
Fair enough.
That was a symptom of that?
No, it's not a side symptom. Effect. I thought that I had to go, and I really did. So it was, you know, it was what it was. I have to tell you, if it's anything like where I have a sense of traffic urgency, like you would not believe. 2 days, two accidents.
Oof.
One that I came across well after it had happened, but it was a bad one. And then yesterday, the one right in front of me where I almost got into it too. And it just strikes me that now that the kidlings, at least in our area, most of them, are all back to school down here, it's just it's a little bat-ass out there. So I'm warning our listening audience to Beware of it, because you never know.
You know, it's not just urgency, it's volume, too.
Volume increases.
Yes.
And, you know, and whenever you do that, you make me want to,
of course.
You know, I can't help myself, but I have to, you know.
How do you make money off those old reruns, Mike?
Volume, volume, volume.
Sorry about that.
Don't be. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
Yesterday, I'm on I-75. When I-75 down here in Florida gets referred to, it's an interstate.
Yeah.
When it gets referred to, there are always pictures of like the Daytona 500 and all the major, right, because it's race cars. So a lady in, I think it was a Subaru, who was between me and another guy, and it's, you know, Waze has it on orange.
Okay.
Which is always kind of a cop-out, in my opinion. No ways. Just make it red. You'll calm people down. People just accept the fact that it's stop and go. But this lady's cruising along, and I guess she had about an inch and a half between her and the car in front of her, and she just plants it after he plants it, and boom, goes right into him. And I zipped around that. I wasn't going to stay around and be a witness.
No.
Didn't have any desire. No. And then today—
Not if both cars are right side up. What's the point?
Absolutely. And today, not— 100 yards from my kid's school, airbags deployed, big giant SUV, other SUV, airbags, a huge family standing off on the side.
You mean like a lot of members of the family, or are they big people?
It looked like members of the family.
How do you
like,
know?
It looked like, you know, you ever see people on the side of the road where something's happened to their car or they're broken down and you get 50 people that are standing out on the side of the road? And it's some sort of an event, some sort of picnic. It's like something that happened that's exciting because they're running around and they're, you know, they're all going in different ways and back and forth. And that's what I
like when they sit on the guardrail.
There was
mean by going different ways?
all right. Today I come up on this and it looks like grandma and mom and dad and two kids. And I think one little kid that was staying with the grandma, and then the two teenagers coming across the street and getting into another car.
Mm-hmm.
But the grandma was carrying a shopping bag.
Right.
And she was over to the side, and it was just kind of like pandemonium. And with the other car, and the teenage daughter or the girl appeared to have already been bandaged for some treatment. Looked like she had wounds that had already been treated. No ambulances around, so if there were people
maybe
carted away,
maybe she was on her way home from
them.
The hospital.
And she had already been carted up. This is the site of the accident,
yeah,
Rob.
But I mean, but you can still have injuries
Don't
have an accident.
Conjure when I'm telling my story. It's a perfectly explainable situation where they were there after the accident.
Just hanging
no
out?
No hospital around there. They were in the accident. Or on accident, as you would say.
I don't like that. I say it ironically sometimes, but I do hate it.
No, you said it. The first time you ever said it, you didn't say it ironically.
Don't, all right, so you say.
Baby. No, that's not. No,
it's not
no passive
true.
Aggressive.
I would never
you
say it.
You said we did it on accident. I remember I called you on it.
I did it because it's a really inappropriate, unpleasant thing to say. And sometimes I like to speak differently. And you know what?
Why do you never speak differently?
It's, I don't know. It's, it obviously
it wasn't for comedic purposes.
Actually, it was. I'm sure it was.
Who says it's funny?
Well, the fact that we don't say it.
You confuse us.
This is where I wish I had like a computer database tape that we could bring up.
No, to see if his RAM is crashing.
My RAM is fine.
No, just to see how it was, because it's a long time ago that.
Of course.
So,
but I don't like to say it.
You don't.
I don't like.
I don't
to
know
say
if you like to say it, but you did say it, and I don't know if you said it ironically or for comedic purposes. I thought you just said it.
No, I don't. I don't think I would say it because it bothers me a lot.
Where do you use this comedy in your private life or just on the show?
Well, I used it on the show. That's why I remember it.
On accident?
Yeah. You don't find that annoying?
I did it on accident?
No, what you normally say is, I hit that keyboard by accident.
Right, by accident is what you want to say.
I thought
I did it on accident.
Who says on accident? You just say, I f***ed up.
Rednecks, white trash. Rob, am I right? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm just going to call it what it is.
You're exactly right.
It's white trash.
Sorry for cursing.
That's all right.
What like we'll saying do is we'll I could have went to the store.
That's right.
I could have went to the store.
Could have bothers me.
We have
me.
A public education system in this country, and because you just bought into what your, you know, family did.
I feel terrible by saying could have. And I say terrible things on the show all the time.
Why could have is fine.
Could have is fine.
Yeah, and could have is fine.
I could have been there Thursday.
Right.
But when you say I could have went, it's
no,
not.
No, that's
it's
not okay.
I could have gone.
Gone, yeah.
I now, could have gone to the store, not I could have went to the store.
There is one that you always trip me up on that involves, or I
there's
trip up
cars,
on.
There's cars, there's boats, there's...
Exactly. That's what I need to work on. That's one that I mess up.
If there... If
there are
if it,
cars.
If you're going to pluralize it, there are tons of people outside waiting. You don't say, and a lot of people say, there's so many, there's tons of people out there.
I know, that's wrong.
There are tons of people
yeah.
out there.
So I apologize.
And really,
I will,
tons
I'll take
of people
ownership
wouldn't
of that.
Be accurate either. Yeah.
Well, that could be if like being 10 people.
Grammar,
ten,
Grammarly.
10 fat people.
10, if you've...
10 parakeets.
Ten.
Oh, by the way, since we're on the subject of you...
Yeah.
I wanted to correct you for something, or at least validate something. No, not validate or correct. I wanted to tell you, yesterday you said, this stuck with me when you said eating, and you said at one point, it's all I got. And I said, that's not true. There's so much more that you've got. You have to accept that. Don't eat yourself to death.
We had a lot of fan mail about that.
What are the, did you, anything jump to mind?
Yeah, the Team West fan club, by fan mail, I mean, please join. They're ruthless in their acceptance of others, but if you write them, they will consider you on Facebook. There's one post that really stuck, and I didn't realize, I really don't know if it stood out to me, but it made me question the way that we're questioning your weight gain.
All right.
Where I think... We've lost track that, you know, you were addicted to drinking.
I'm in recovery.
And someone said that you actually would be in recovery if you were in a program, but you've got nothing, so you're not in recovery.
All right, so I guess we can't say that
anymore. You're in denial.
See, it's another thing.
Is that
thing.
True, really?
So I don't know.
Another
I don't know.
Thing
I don't,
that's been taken from
I don't
from
know
me,
what
Mike.
The root of recovery is. Technically, you're recovering from some sort of hospital stay, so I guess we can use that.
Well,
there.
No, but
no,
that's
but I mean, if you
a year
quit
and a half ago.
If you quit drinking, well, do you know the answer?
No, I always thought it was sort of funny.
Maybe
what
that's
was
the problem.
Funny?
What? The, I'm in recovery.
Because you don't consider yourself in recovery?
No, I do, but I think that the fact that I would cite it as like a major portion of my life right now, I think it's a little funny. Because I
how
think,
is it funny? Are you bulletproof?
I'm not bulletproof.
What's going on here? I'm confused.
You were the one that suggested.
Mac, okay, so someone
yes,
said that
no.
you're not. Mac knows because Mac has family
right,
members
I do.
In recovery.
That's true. Yes.
What's recovery?
Recovery is it's very all encompassing. So I mean, recovery itself is kind of vague. He's a recovering alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you stop, you always are an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm still to this day an alcoholic.
He's still an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. You're not saying he's no longer an alcoholic. He's a recovering alcoholic, which is an ongoing process. Whether that process includes meetings or whether it doesn't, you're still a recovering alcoholic.
Thank you.
A recovery is any process during which a person is making an attempt to overcome a condition or addiction that is affecting their health and wellness and their daily lives. So,
so I count.
Recovery.
I'm in recovery.
100%.
Okay. Yes. That, yep. Thank you
don't
for clarifying.
So
okay.
Did somebody on the fan club said you have to be in a program? Because that's not true
I did
based
see that
on
post.
What I'm reading right here.
And then I deleted it because I was like, leave the man alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's
all the,
about support.
And then
support.
The other question was this, is food your new / old addiction?
I don't know that it's an addiction. It's a comfort thing. It's something I seek, something to look forward to.
If somebody gains 50 pounds in 3 months, is
right?
that an addiction?
No.
Just a lifestyle change?
It's a bad choice.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm addicted to it.
But you also didn't think you were addicted to drinking.
What's your point?
I'm trying to help here. We're having a conversation. This is what happens. We have any inkling of a serious question to you, you get mad and you shut down. I would love you to open up and actually say, this is what I'm going through instead of just, this is my new thing. And then shutting down. Have a thoughtful conversation. I think the audience would... They're on this journey with you. We're on this journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's selfish for you to just shut it down and call it what it is. This is just what I'm doing. I think you would actually benefit from talking about it.
Okay, valid. I suppose you're right.
And then you shut down.
How have I shut down now? I'm ready to talk.
Talking means you talk. I've talked already.
Yes, you have. Quite a lot.
See?
But I do... The weird thing is that...
Can I interrupt you without... And I don't want to interrupt.
He was about to open up, Mike.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Right at that very moment, would you just right now, just like, would you be rather talk about anything else? Because, I mean, I get that impression.
Is this helping, Mike? Is this helping?
No, you know what? It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Then go ahead. I'll shut up.
I eat fairly healthy throughout the day. I get up. I have my standard thing. I've been having a fresh fruit with yogurt in the morning. Here, I eat some fruit.
You do eat very healthy here.
Yeah.
You do. I've seen that.
But then I get home and, you know, it's another day spent. And I'm thinking, well, what's around? And I grab what's around or stop and get something or something that I like or maybe get some ice cream or something like that. And it is, I don't know that it's an addiction, but you've heard the phrase comfort foods. These foods bring me comfort.
I hate that expression.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. It exists.
Yeah, but it's
it's a BS soft word for fattening food. Comfort food is designed.
It's not medical.
If it was a marketing campaign, it would be designed from the marketing people. Comfort food is always
all right. Well, then I'll say this.
Fatty food.
Is that when I seek the foods that are fatty and bad for me, I consume them, and almost before it's done, I regret having done it.
I think to a small
so maybe that
extent,
is sign of an addiction. I don't know.
I don't know if it's an addiction. It's just not good for you.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Not.
I
good.
Mean,
it's not.
But
good.
But when you said all I got, is that do you feel that with everything you've gone through, and that not being able to go out, especially like when you go out to a get together with people at a restaurant. Do you feel as though, well, you know, they get to do this and the food is all I've got?
Well,
so
no,
I'm going to enjoy the food. When you said that, I want to know the deeper meaning
the
of what
food,
that
yeah,
meant.
I mean, there is that. But when I think about where I was, say, 3 years ago, just for example. And by the way, tomorrow I will be, what is March, April, May, June, July, August. I'll be 17 months sober tomorrow. Which is pretty
cool. That's fantastic. That is excellent. That's excellent. And I really want to reiterate, I got it quickly and I got it online. But if somebody's out there that, and really, I don't know who it was, Oscar, mm-hmm. but really, because it sticks with me sometimes when people just have big mouths
mm-hmm.
and don't base it on reality, because it's really what we're all about in this country.
Oh, that's this whole show.
It's just yap, 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 yeah. yap, yap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you say to somebody, you know, Rob's not really in recovery if he's not in a program. You know, you didn't know. You're talking out your ass.
I'm asking these questions.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really pissed at that.
You should let that
because
go.
Immediately I read that. No, yeah. You're recovering. If you're not drinking, you're recovering.
We've cleared that up.
But it pisses me off when people say that he's not really in recovery. Who's that?
I don't know. We probably, you and I both clearly are like, you're a raging alcoholic. I'm on borderline. So we have our own issues, right?
Mike is not raging, and you're not even close to borderline.
I think he's raging.
No, he's not raging.
Didn't you see him in Florida?
I saw him in Florida.
Yeah, maybe you're the wrong lens.
What do you mean? But like when you came down to Florida?
Yes. He barely drank. He had some beer.
What are you
talking about?
Some
beer in a pitcher.
When I went out
make it about us. Back to Rob. You were saying.
I'm not letting you get away with that and change the subject, you little hump.
No, Mike, you did not. You did not display.
Did I party when we were down there?
Not
more than
really.
No.
As a matter of fact, you took it kind of light.
Yeah, and I do most of the time.
Yeah,
and it,
see?
So sad. Anyway, I shouldn't look at it.
There's nothing sad about it.
That's all you got.
There's nothing sad about it.
That's all I got.
No, but and now, occasionally I will look around and say that, you know what? In this year alone.
We're so cruel to each other. We really are.
I mean, we keep each other honest.
The cruelty comes from love.
We keep each other honest.
Yeah,
it does.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, we'd do anything for each other.
I mean, I've had...
This is the Bolivian way.
Yeah, I love it.
I do, too.
Bolivian way works for this show.
Sure.
I don't care if it's entertaining or pisses people off. It works for this show.
When are we going to start recording?
Oscarito, you got fat. I know, Mom. I'm working on it. Just work harder.
Well, the one I saw on Instagram yesterday, we put up a very, very funny social.
Yes.
I didn't know your Carlo son was from Bolivia.
So, I was just keeping it real with you.
Yeah. Oh, always. Always.
But there was a very, very funny social featuring your son.
And yes, it was great.
I invite everyone to seek it out.
Yes.
But one of the I just glanced at it, and the top comment I saw was, geez, Rob's packing them on. Uh-oh. And you know what? Call me fat, and that's fine. But when you say, uh-oh, it's like you've got me dead already. Don't say, uh-oh.
Yeah, but in that case, you know, it's concern that you're, you know, people closest to you feel too.
I know.
Has your wife said anything about it?
No.
You don't have any meaningful conversations with her about
it. No, you
it,
see,
right?
That's, you see, you're saying that, but no, we do have meaningful conversations.
She's
she
never
also
mentioned that you're gaining weight?
No, I probably have mentioned it to her though.
Okay. And what does she say about it?
She said, I believe
this is where you're shutting down, and I know you are. You're not being honest.
No, her attitude.
If you mentioned it to her and talked to her about it, then you've had a deeper conversation.
It wasn't
about
that deep. It was, you know, I said, you know what? I feel, you know, I'm putting on weight. It's obvious I'm putting on weight. And she says, you've been through a lot, you know, and you're going to write this. You'll write the ship. You have in the past, and you will
okay.
again.
All right.
I mean, she's supportive. She's not dooming me.
Are you guys having these conversations like around dessert? Like, when do you have them?
I knew you were going to say that. So he's an ass. He is a complete, look at him. Look at him just being straight-faced.
I just want to know the setting. That's
he's
all I want to know.
He's the meanest of all of us. He's the meanest of all. I'm not
the
meanest.
The setting
meanest.
Is in a house that is so wide
it
and spacious.
It is a beautiful house. I've been there. It's gorgeous.
I'm going to tell you, as your friends, the bottom line, I think this is what Oscar's getting at, is concern for, you know, the health.
I do have
liver and all that.
Great news
that.
For you.
What?
Well, this guy. I can't even give him some great news. He thinks it's going to be some sort of backhanded compliment.
Trap.
All right, go ahead. Surprise me.
So, do you remember the construction we've lived through for the past 9 months?
Yes.
Was
that to reinforce the floors?
No. The foundation of this building that we're currently in now, mm-hmm. construction of this building.
Right.
They will, within 20 days, reopen the renovated lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And conference center and state-of-the-art gym.
Okay.
And I looked in the gym and it's as beautiful as any Highline gym I've ever seen in my life. It's gorgeous.
Do you guys get free membership to
as
it?
Tenants of this building. Really? You
that's
have access.
Of,
that's great news.
Yes.
That is great news.
He's lying. He doesn't think that's great.
No, because he would
no,
go to Planet
is.
Fitness.
I have a membership at Planet Fitness. Haven't been using it, but I've got it.
No, I don't think you're not using it because you don't want to go. It's because by the time you get home, it's the last thing you want to deal with. But if you do
part
it here,
it. Yeah, it's here.
You just go downstairs.
Exactly.
Did they have one before?
No.
No.
So this is an addition.
This is brand effing new. It's gorgeous.
You're going to walk into our building at Podville
yes.
Media.
Brand new
and
lobby.
And you're going to have a brand new state-of-the-art gym.
Yes.
Like great new cardio equipment?
The type of equipment, the last time, what's that at the gym inside the Ritz-Carlton, the Equinox? That's
oh,
the type
the biggie.
Of, yes.
Oh, that's a very fancy one.
I said,
one,
this
yeah.
is the type of equipment they have in Equinox.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
So
that would be,
what do we do?
You know,
get in with our fob?
Yes, you fob it.
That's nice.
They have a...
You're being so insincere. That's killing
no, Mike,
me right now. You are.
You misread me. You
That's
totally mis...
nice.
You totally misread me.
I don't misread you. You don't want to go to the gym at work. Tell the truth.
No, he...
I wouldn't want to go to the gym at work.
What if it as you exit work?
There's what do you no, mean?
Like you can just, before
yeah.
you leave, he used to go to
don't
the-
Don't turn it on. I'm just talking about your reactions
okay, what if
are
one,
being
no,
phony,
no, they're
phony
not.
Happy.
No, they're know? Not. They're not. Because all you right. know what? There are days that I really say, God, you should have gone to the gym today. But by the time I get home, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you're like, eh.
I don't
you
want
lost
do
the
it.
Mojo.
Yeah.
The last place I would ever want to work out would be where I work.
Your house?
No, I'm talking about back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Back, but thank you for that. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but this is smart a different ass. Setting. This is a different setting.
It is.
You don't see mm-hmm. everybody like on all the floors.
No, you very seldom
yeah,
run
and
into people.
I think anybody knows any corporate gym in any building is
I don't, look,
lightly
I'm
used.
You know what? My sport that I play,
yes.
you know, you can be sloppy, sloppy. All right.
Correct.
And you can play. I still believe that ultimately what affects your waistline is what you're taking in.
Correct.
Diet and exercise, the exercise part fueled by the billion-dollar fitness industry.
No, if you are sedentary, though, you will not lose weight.
What?
Yes, you will.
If you starve yourself, you will, but no, not if you like a
You can if you get the performance-enhancing drugs.
No, I'm talking about if I was sedentary, I would probably lose weight because I'm not eating the amount of calories that, you know.
But you would eat, it would be slower. It would be a lot slower.
Well, maybe, but I mean, I'm not out there jogging.
What's the greatest fat attack you've had on this journey back to fatdom?
This is so great that he waited this long to ask it, because this is what he wanted when he sat down at 3 o'clock.
Why are you mad at me?
No, because this
is
how you
operate.
Tone. This
I
is how
operate,
you operate.
Yeah. I operate by giving back to the family with wonderful content. If that's how I operate, then I operate.
I think that my greatest fat attack was probably 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
Set the scene.
Stopped off at Giant on the way home.
I thought you were a Safeway guy.
Giant?
No, not anymore.
All right,
I don't like the Safeway.
Giant.
It's dirty and dark.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Mrs. Smith's lattice top apple pie.
Okay.
Slice or the whole pie?
Oh, the whole pie.
Okay.
And ice cream, vanilla. And I went home.
Like
and,
you stopped at the grocery store fully with a craving for
this is what
apple
I
pie a la mode.
Yes.
How big a pint or half a pint?
It was a half. Well, you know, they're not really a half gallon anymore.
I don't know
they're
how
they're like
work.
A little less
oh,
than a
half
right.
gallon. Oh, that's right. The half gallon, like Breyers, is not really half.
No.
F that.
I know. And they sure make the carton look like a half gallon.
Exactly.
But anyway, I got home before I even changed my clothes or anything, put the pie in the oven.
Oh, you warm it up.
Well, it's a frozen pie.
Oh, I don't know how they work. Yeah.
What do you change into?
It's sensible. It is a flared pants. And a wife beater.
No, you keep your clothes on.
No.
What do you change into?
I put on a
t-shirt. You get home and you change your
clothes. Yeah, I put on a t-shirt and shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, from your work clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
why change?
Gotcha.
What?
Why change?
Don't you want to be comfortable?
No.
It's got the stink of working for you on him all
day. Working for the man in the big city.
Has very little to do with it.
He's got the stink of Oscar all
damn
over
it.
Him.
And then had whatever I had for dinner, which was fine,
Oscar
I'm
never
sure.
changes into casual clothes because he's always on.
He goes home and puts on a tie.
I don't
puts
change until I go to bed.
Right. Sleeps in his suit.
Yes. And then I ate about half the pie.
That's
with
not
the,
that
how much with half the ice cream?
Yeah, roughly, probably. Probably. Mm-hmm. I did it in like 3 slices with scoops of ice cream
how
on
did
it.
You feel after you were done?
The pie and the ice cream was great. And mm-hmm. my feeling was I probably shouldn't have done that. Probably shouldn't have done it, but you know what? It tasted great, and it's what I wanted.
In your man cave or up in the main?
Upstairs. That's closer to the kitchen.
Got it.
You know, when you say—
I'd go downstairs for all my snacks.
When you say, so you didn't really feel bad about it.
No, but there are times that you do. I mean, I didn't feel good about
it. But you didn't on that particular occasion.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say because I don't really recall. I can tell you—
Sweets and ice cream when— I'm gaining weight, and when I'm in, that's the greatest, like, what you don't realize, have you ever had a, say, I'll tell you how I roll, and this is the way I do it. I will be, I'll be coming home when I'm not watching what I'm eating, and I will stop and get, like, a Dairy Queen
concrete blizzard.
One
blizzard.
Of the,
that sounds
one
fantastic.
Of the vanilla ice cream with the stuff in it.
Love
and
it.
I'll get that, and I'll eat that. And I'll just be mad at everybody. I'll be pissed off.
You've done
the
it
world.
To us. You got. You did a show with us after you took dessert in, and then you got. You're so mean to us. I was like, is everything okay?
That might. I don't know.
This is last Friday.
I don't know specifically what you're referring to, Ass, but I will. you know, if you can get back to me with the details of that, I'd love
last
to
Friday.
Hear that on another show.
We asked about
what do you
it
mean last Friday.
Yeah, last Friday we asked you, or 2 Fridays ago. It was a bonus show. I remember. And we're like, is everything okay? And he goes, I had a dessert before I came. I was like, oh, you're mad at yourself, and now you're mad at us.
I will not discount the possibility that could be true. I get pissy.
Okay.
I get mad because I'm so mad at myself for doing that. And by the way, it's the way the mind works. The mind, you are so screwed by your own mind, at least I am sometimes, where the mind will just rationalize and pull this off.
I think
blah,
a lot
blah,
of people
blah.
Deal with this.
Yeah,
but
I don't
Carla
get that.
Tell me, you're just mad. Carla identified this like years ago.
Right.
You're just mad because you ate that. And like Carla would be mad when she would eat that. And we're I think most people, when they eat crap, are immediately either sad or angry in some way or the other.
I guess
either depressed or angry or maybe both.
I think depressed more than angry or pissy for me.
Okay.
You know, it's all like right. I didn't need to do that. I didn't need to have that much of that.
Were you watching anything when you ate it?
I'm
or
sure
were
I
you
was.
Just sitting at the, okay.
I'm sure I was.
All right.
I mean, I come home and if there's not, Carrie hasn't like claimed the television for some 90-day fiance bullshit. I get to watch what I want to watch.
Right.
And I try to choose something that I like.
Yeah.
And, you know, like lately, I've been going through DVDs of older movies, older TV shows. Again, stuff that makes me happy.
Yes.
Which is good because I'm looking for
an escape.
I'm not going to say the word comfort, but I'm looking for comfort. Something I've seen before.
That's what you're seeking.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
You're seeking
because for a long time.
Pleasure. You're seeking pleasure in anywhere you can get it. Have you ever thought about maybe Russian hookers?
Oh, not Russian ones, Mike. No, they can't be trusted.
They take state secrets.
Yeah.
You know.
And all the state secrets I know.
No, but I get it.
And I yell them out at the most inopportune times.
Aren't we all doing that in a way? Aren't we all doing that? I think Carla and I right now are in a zone and where we are seeking our comfort by getting into a routine of doing for our son.
That's good.
That's kind of where we seek our comfort. Sitting out there for two hours, not 2.5 hours.
But Mike, that's night, something so. That you will ultimately lose. I got no kids at home. I can't have that right now.
That's a drag.
And I don't drink.
I think about it often because not only will I be losing kids, but that'll be right about the time that I'm, Mambo Dog Face, the banana.
No, I think you'll be fine, but you'll miss him. You will miss him. You will miss him. I don't think you're going to be.
No, just talking about my own.
I don't think you'll be blithering.
It'll be my own elderly status.
No, I think you'll be fine.
You know, I'm not going to be sitting there going, oh, happy 40th birthday, you know. I mean, you know, that time's going to come.
But you know what, Mike? You will be there for Carla's 40th.
We can use the roundtable music for that time when he's out of the house and all of a sudden, you know, I look up in the sky, and there's the Reaper, you know?
Yeah.
He'll be doing the show with us.
Yeah. The Reaper will be doing the show with us.
Getting back to you.
At the end of the day, do you ever sort of just sort things out, think about where you are and stuff like that? You know, like just do like a rundown of your day, rundown of where you at. And so you do that, and I think that I've had three really significant deaths this year. I hate to bring it up, but it's true, and it weighs on me.
Nobody would argue that. Nobody in a million years would argue that.
And I can sort of compartmentalize it during the day, get through what I can do here, and you know, be a cheerful guy as much as possible.
Yeah, but
when I get home, and really think about it, three times this week, there's something I wanted to call my Uncle Dana about. Just pick up the phone, right?
Mm-hmm. I have an idea for you.
What?
The idea is this. And hear me out, because you said something just then about and be cheerful as much as I can.
Rob, before you get to your idea, Rob, during the day, is very thoughtful with his time and is very kind. And off air, and this is not even a joke. There's no way to spin this. You're wonderful for our culture here. Like, you're so kind, you engage with people like you, they're not scared of you. You're a cheerleader, you actually thoughtfully think about them, you walk around. No, it's important.
Look at Oscar right now.
Just telling the truth.
I'm glad he is at your place. All right. I'm talking about here and now.
You'd hate it if I was at your place.
I am. Yeah.
You really not. Would. No, you
He's
would.
He's a great jester. We've always said. No. Thing is, though. So you're not keeping it necessarily real. And a lot of people that keep it completely real are a pain in the ass to be around.
Right.
I don't keep it completely real all the time. I don't come in here. I get off from this show, and I think the show is probably closer with the three of us to what we really are than it ever has been. But for you, When you talk about everything you've been through and how you're feeling, I think that maybe a pivot is necessary. And a pivot from being happy Rob to being hateful Rob. And
he does it wrong, though, when he does it.
Yes.
He does. Here on the show, he tries to be hateful, and he's a little awkward and rude.
I know.
Right? So, no, a happy Rob is old Rob we know.
But it also adds a little sizzle when he's hateful and rude, don't you think?
I mean, I'm on the receiving end of it, so it's awkward.
Well, I am too occasionally. It's passive aggressive, mostly. Yeah. And that drives me.
Hateful Rob would be fake Rob.
Hateful Rob would be fake Rob?
Yeah. No, I think what I know Rob is doing, without, you know, divulging too much,
sure,
he's seeking therapy where he can, which is wonderful and important. You're still doing that, right?
Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm.
We have a videotape of where he seeks that therapy. Wait. The bath. Bath time.
It's awfully busy in that water, isn't it?
I a lot of
Terry. Terry, can you get it? Terry, I need another bar of soap.
I lost this one.
Turning on the faucet, making the water a little warmer. Get my Mrs. Smith's pie.
Never ever eat pie in the bathtub.
What happened to the other half of the pie?
I ate it the next day.
Then he felt angry.
Then he felt angry. No, I felt like I'd accomplished something.
I don't know.
You finished something.
Yeah, this I finished something finally.
Your journey, in a small way, part of your journey has been our journey.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Yes, I understand
that. And I want you to know that a part of me, well, if not all of me, I hate that.
But you're staying alive for us, which I appreciate.
No, I'm staying alive for myself,
okay,
Oscar. Well, but don't flatter yourself.
You're doing a terrible job.
I hate that it has to be an energy suck on you guys when it gets like this. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I'm being propped up by you guys, and I do feel like that, and I don't like that.
Because you are.
I know. I don't like it.
But this is what family does.
I know, but I don't think it's fair to you guys.
Can I tell you something probably no one's ever effing told you?
What?
You are not Superman. You probably have been for your family your entire life because no one thought Roz Biwak could get sad or hurt and you had to be strong. You are not. None of us are Superman. And you've been dealt, you know, some of it your own dealing, but you've been dealt a terrible hand for the past 3 to 4 to 5 years, and it's finally come, and we're all facing it.
Yeah,
and you have an incredible support system here.
I know
it doesn't sound like it.
No, I know,
but
this.
You have it. Don't feel bad about it. Our greatest concern is that even with this comfort food, that you are taking steps down that same path again with a different
vice. Yeah, I understand.
That's the greatest. Now, for me, our trip to Joseph A. Bank has life again, because I know that those wonderful, you know, coats and suits and jeans that I bought you now are in play once again. That's the silver line.
They're still too big.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, I
a couple
look.
Months.
I you know.
Thanks, champ.
So after hearing this, this has been an analysis of you. And to wrap it up, what are your thoughts about all this?
My thoughts are that I do need to turn it around.
Like what, your life?
Well, no, the eating. I think the life is...
Just admit, when you say turn it around, you have a desire, when we're in a subject like this, to talk in code.
Okay,
you have to kind of rehash in detail what we're
talking
about.
I would like to remedy the way I've been eating.
Okay.
I'd like to reverse the process of my nutritional journey. I'd like to get back to where I was even just 4 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, that's
also,
when you were hot.
I also know that it ain't easy, and I'm going
through
some stuff right now.
I have to take a drug to do it.
But no, but I mean, beyond that, if I go from the food, the source of the food, I think, is sadness.
Aww.
That's why I'm doing it. And that needs to be...
That would have to be a therapist.
Yeah, that's a therapist.
Have you ever tried just treating your body like a merry-go-round as an outlet?
Okay.
No?
Is that like... Hence the Russian hookers?
Yeah, I mean, you can just find a different vice, but just, you know. do that.
An exercise bike. Yeah. A device where fitness and attractiveness was king.
Yeah, I'm still not buying into the merry-go-round analogy, but...
I mean, frankly, my merry-go-round is, in storage right now. Although...
Mike, are they...
Although...
Revamping the horses?
I'm almost hesitant.
Yes, it's under restoration. It's a historic item.
All right. Before we go to break, I have to share this.
But just to put a final button on it, Mike.
Yes.
The final button is this. Don't think I don't know what I'm doing. I know that what I'm doing is not good for me, and it is something that I'm dealing with right now in the best way I can.
Yeah.
And I will try to turn it around.
You're just a sad gloon.
I'm you know what?
Well,
I
when
am
you
sad
say
right
it's
now.
All I've got. And that stuck
you got
with
us.
Me yesterday.
Well, I mean, but that's something I do look forward to. I mean, I just wish
I wish this offered more. I wish to be honest with you, selfishly, I wish you could throw yourself into all of this more.
Yeah, but it's not something I can do at the end of the day.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Hear me out.
All right.
You didn't hear me.
No, I did. I understood.
I'm not talking about the end of the day. I am talking about all of this. Like back, think back in your memory banks to when this, and I'm talking about this program,
right,
was your thing. It wasn't all you got. It was one of the big things you had, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you looked at it.
Right.
And you haven't been there with that for many, many years. And I wish that that was it, but I don't, that's my own selfish trip.
Yeah, you've always been selfish. You know,
me. You're talking
this
about
man
me?
Is talking about being sad and needing help and
Oscar,
working his way through it. And you just made it all about you.
Oscar, if you want to help.
Hey, I'm hurting from you when you looked at Rob Ford and said, see, drama, drama. He's drama, drama, drama.
You know
and
why I hurt?
My
so, you know why
I'm
I hurt so
hurt
much
by that? I'm still
because
hurt by
it
that.
Was true.
Yeah, just me. I'm the only drama. I'm the only drama here, right? It's only me. It's gonna be like an hour and 10 minute opening segment right now.
Yes,
you make me start doing that, and he wants it both ways. He started on you, and he's your harshest critic.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but I'm his greatest supporter as well.
Well, maybe I am too. Maybe you don't know about that. Maybe you
don't
know about those phone calls that I make
That's
to Rob.
That's very sweet.
You, right? Oscar.
He doesn't tell me about
that. Stay out of it because Mike calls me frequently.
Yeah.
To yell at you?
Late at night.
I guess I took it kind of personally when it started with all I got. Because I think you got, you know.
You've got everything. You've got
this
family. You
thing.
Got life. You got us.
When I recount
you
my day
Mac,
and I think about it, I think
so
about
much.
This. This is number one right now for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is my kid, my wife,
yeah,
kind of doing fine now, chugging along. So where am I thinking? I'm thinking in terms of, you know, our boy over here and his efforts to right the ship. And
yes.
I think about it often.
Yes.
And I also think back to the, you know, the days where there were contributions coming from many different areas.
Yeah.
You know, kind of evaporated. That's
it's a down
yes,
year.
Yes, I do make it about me. Sorry.
The down year. Well, Mike.
Maybe I need therapy too, right?
It's for the same reasons. It's called the Mike O'Mara Show. Like, this is why the show is great. You can be honest about it. Like,
well, the way I feel.
Mac, what do you want out of all this?
I want everybody to be happy.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Not a chance for in the near future.
I tell you what, the minute that happens, you know, we got no show anymore.
If that happens by Christmas.
That is so funny.
Like if things really get good.
Yeah.
Then you'll know.
Well,
you'll
he won't
right
be
away.
Happy. The business will be better, but he won't be happy.
Well, he doesn't care whether the business is better.
No.
I mean, he doesn't. It's
I'm
not,
saying,
it
but you said, but
him.
Part of your happiness is him being happy.
No, part of me being happy would be him caring more about the business.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
No, it
what
makes
do you mean
sense.
It doesn't make, makes total sense.
It makes sense.
But him caring
about
the
him
business.
I care about him as a person. To where if he got, you know, so big that his health was jeopardized, I'd feel friggin' horrible about that. And the whole reason I brought this up is when he said, that's all I got.
It's food.
Like, God, I wish it was more valuable to him here. I wish it was more of a rush the way it used to be. We all know that it's not. And that sucks for me.
Yeah, well, you know.
I wish it was. I really wish it was. I'd do anything to make that happen.
No, but when you
I'd call it the Rob Spiewak show.
No, yeah. You wouldn't.
To make that happen. I would.
No, I wouldn't want that.
I would.
I wouldn't want it.
I would. I'd change the logo. I'd call it the Rob Spiewak show.
I wouldn't want
that. And now, here's Rob.
No.
And I'd be over here being funny as S.
Oh,
I would be just
sweet.
Like I was to the other guy. Okay?
Kirk.
That was a long run.
Kirk.
Yes, Kirk. And Shamrock.
That's all. He gets the kicker.
All right.
We're done. We're done for today. Look,
that
to be continued.
Well.
Could be continued.
Yeah. That was a delight. All
he landed
through.
On his feet, which
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, yeah. DC Baltimore market.
Well, you moved, Mike.
Yeah. I moved because I had no other option.
True.
Sorry, truth hurts, baby. We'll be right back. We're going to have a round table right here. Legacy Box. Get to know Legacy Box, people. The ultimate solution. This is a fun show. For preserving your yep. precious memories, don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate in a hot, damp, musty box this summer.
The worst.
Really, Legacy Box is wonderful. You can save your tapes, and they're having a Save Your Tape sale. You can easily access and protect those memories forever for only $9 per tape. It's like magic. Simply send in your legacy box filled with VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their professional team will digitize everything and return it to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud, along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing your past into the present and preserving it for the future. It's great to see parents and kids and childhoods. We've all used it. We all love it because you can't put a price on memories.
It's true, Oscar.
Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Because if you fade your photos, you won't get those fabulous photos of when you visited the Whitehall Inn and enjoyed Whitehall's famous fruit fritters.
Photos of them?
Photos of fruit fritters. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Listen, here it is. We all have our own hangups. We really do.
Yeah. I just love.
We all have our hangups.
When you were talking about when Rob, before his hospital stay, was like, you know, bebopping and hopping and probably.
I'm talking about a hell of a lot.
Yeah, but he was a raging alcoholic. He was trying to get through life.
I'm talking about long before that.
I get that. But it just reminded me of a guy talking about his wife that used to have like a tight ass. And. And he just wanted her to get back in shape.
I think my ass looks pretty good.
I have my own things. I have my own thing, you know? I do. I feel, you know how I feel, and this is to Oscar.
Yes. Okay. You feel young?
No. I feel that we have two entities. We have the Mike O'Mara Show, and we have Podville Media.
Correct.
And I believe that on some level, Oscar keeps a big wall up between Podville Media and the Mike O'Mara Show. And when I say that, I'm talking about not you, Rob, not necessarily Mac, who works for Podville Media and comes in through the grace of Oscar
and Charlie Burney
to work on it. But because I really don't have any contact with the people up there, and I don't know.
This is the first time I've seen Rob today.
Rob Spiewak.
It's true.
Yeah, this is the first time we've talked.
But do you understand what I'm saying, Rob?
Well, yeah, they're two separate entities, and there's not like a lot of people crawling around here that you would miss out on seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people are working from home.
But you protect people at Podville from this little entity, which can be
because it's a liability.
Would that be accurate?
It's a liability, yes.
What do you mean a liability?
I don't need someone coming in here and then getting offended by you somehow, and then me having to deal with it after. No, I'm very thoughtful in the way I talk to our team.
No, you're really not.
Yes.
You offend people, too.
Yes.
You offend people, too.
Thank you.
You offend people. You've said things that are offensive. You just offended Rob.
Yeah, that's what we do on the show.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't offend.
Back in the day,
the
we used to have a lot of a revolving door where there were people coming.
Correct.
So getting back to my original point, the big wall that's up there, you know, and that wall, I have no idea how to break down that. And I've always thought that might be interesting for this particular entity.
Oh, no.
But as I was just told, he's worried that the big dipshit might offend somebody when they come in the door. Right? Is that is it?
Yeah,
it sounds like it's me.
New news to you?
No, I mean, but it's me, right? It sounds like me, although I don't do that, really. I don't. I think that most people that come through the door are treated. I will give you my greatest example.
Yes.
The Talking Head segment.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Of those people Correct. That we've had on the show, how many of those people would you think were offended by their visit to me? And I've interviewed
maybe
most
10%?
Of them and most of the, what's that?
10%?
10%.
Yes.
Of the, I don't think of, it would be of, that high a number.
No, okay, 5%?
I think it's zero.
I think it's 0%.
Remember when he brushed someone off in the middle of an interview? It was awkward.
There was
one person who was nervous that was...
No, it was, and the guy was sick. He ended up apologizing to us.
Yeah, but it was awkward.
But you say offended.
Maybe not offended.
So he wasn't offended. So, yeah.
So that's my point.
0%.
Yeah, but that's, my point is I am
There's
no longer...
recourse with the talking head, Mike. If somebody comes in here and you some and somehow we don't know their sensibility.
There's no recourse with the talk. What does that mean?
If someone comes in here from Podville Media and for some reason they get their feathers ruffled or their something hurts their feelings, the recourse is that I got to deal with HR and a possible lawsuit. So that's why it's firewalled. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I need to be firewalled. That's my point.
I think it's not worth the risk.
I don't think I'm a risk. I don't think this show is a risk anymore. I really don't.
I don't think we know what's a risk in corporate America these days.
I think you've been burned in the past, not necessarily by me, but by others. And I think that perhaps you're sensitive to that. And you think that, I think the point I'm trying to make
yes.
is that I think you can have a lot of fun with a lot of different people and you can do it playing completely nuts. Like I've done, I've had fun with people that come on as a talking head. I've been edgy to a degree with them, but I'm no longer. It's not the zone that I play in because it's not anything that's. I think it's important for you to know, Oscar Santana.
Yes, tell me.
It's not in my comfort zone to do that. You know, it's in my comfort zone to defend myself when I feel like
I'm not attacking
my character is being besmirched.
No, you're a good person. You're a good person.
Well, I've been on the show,
and you're a thoughtful.
Back in the day, the job one.
Yes.
Back in the old
Correct.
Shock jockery days.
Correct.
Job one was to test boundaries,
yes.
walk up to the edge,
yes.
offend,
Correct.
And shock.
Yeah. Yes.
And I got news for you. I effing hated it. Hated it. Loved being funny. Loved, something that would be silly, but by and large, not really. Now, with that said, do I like coming in to vent frustrations at things that I feel are minor injustices and things that I want to get off my chest? 100%.
Correct.
But the actual act of testing boundaries to test boundaries, it aged me. That's the truth.
I remember you hating it.
I don't disagree, and I believe you. I'm saying that we live in a brave new world in corporate America that would not allow for us to do any of the shtick we even did a year ago or a year or even 2 years ago in a fun manner that I would not have a conversation that I would have to have somehow off air that, you know, I just, it's not worth the liability. If it's an intern,
what about the way
they get
I'm
what they
portrayed
get.
To the people?
Nobody even, they just know we come and do a show. They know we respect you. They know that you're part owner, that you're up on the wall of fame with all our clients.
The only thing I hear is, man, I hear a lot of laughter
yeah,
when
they
you
hear
guys
us
do
laughing.
The show. That's what their reaction
yeah.
is.
But
and why did you say to Rob Ford, see, drama? Like you'd said it before. Like you'd indicated it before.
No, because
like
Rob Ford has been working with us. He's the longest standing employee from Podville Media. He knows you.
What does that mean?
Like he
what
knows.
What does that effing mean?
You're a
what
wild card.
That
you
mean?
Just never know what you're going to get. You're a wild card. That's not a bad thing. That's what makes the show great.
Is that Zimbabwe?
It is.
That's it. You are here. You are. It was when
no,
you were gone.
It was. I was taking a medical day.
See, drama. See? I'm like, I'm still thinking about it. I still think about it. I never held on to anything with him as long as I've held to that. Because it's totally rocked my world, and I've never told you that.
You
it
did.
Rocked
You've told
my
me many times.
World. I not not that I've held on to it. I'm still talking about it.
Yeah. You also said
still
you let it go.
Talking about it. What?
You also said you let it go twice now.
I tried. I can't. I think about it all the time. I think it has fundamentally changed the dynamic. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't be the Rob Spiewak show or the Mike O'Mara show. It should be the Oscars.
We would lose subscribers.
I'd listen to
that. Oscar Santana show, because that was the day. And by the way, I accept it because I don't think I have a choice. That was the day. Are you ready for this, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
That was the day Oscar became the boss.
No.
That was the day Oscar became the boss. Then, you know, I was grasping, but it was, that's it. That's it.
That's a bad day that I wasn't there, because you knew you would have had my vote.
Like a condo society?
Exactly. He picked his moment.
Condo
he
association?
He said a day that I wasn't here, he said, we're putting it up for a vote.
Del Boca Vista.
West.
I will tell you this, Oscar. I will tell you this.
You know what, peace of mind? It's going to burst your bubble. It's going to burst your bubble.
I
could bring in Rob right now, and he
will
have zero context. Like, whatever you've manifested in your mind as a conspiracy theory, and I will not prime Rob. Rob Ford could walk in here right now. You could explain to him what you're thinking about, and then you can ask him what the root of it is, or if I ever have had any scuttlebutt or talked about you behind your back. And he will tell you the truth, and it will be unrewarding.
And I can confirm
and
that.
And Mac, I have to say that this is what hurts.
What?
Some weird person shouldn't hurt. I believe everything Oscar just said.
Yeah, because I talked to Rob about 5 minutes after that happened, because I was there too.
Yeah, you were there.
I talked to Rob, and he was...
We'll refer to that as the day Mike O'Mara was disciplined.
Yeah, so I
on
was
the Mike O'Mara show.
I refer to it as the day that I got a good liver screening.
But I believe him when he says that.
Yeah.
I believe it. I'm not creating. I believe it. I still don't like it, but I believe it's true.
It's the truth.
There's a moment in the heat of battle. Is exactly what it was. And I will do everything I can. And maybe even there, that was able to brush it off my shoulder and move on and get it. Because we're doing, sometimes when we're all doing therapy, I like to get my therapy
in great.
Too.
Sure.
Thank you.
It's understandable.
That was like a month ago. Still holding on to it.
Yeah. Okay. You hold on to stuff too.
But when you tell me I'm good with it, I believe you twice.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there's nothing that ever has happened on this show. In all the time, and we're talking about over a decade
years.
Of doing this.
Yes.
We'll be 15 years in December 7th.
15 years of doing this.
Yes.
There's never been anything in this area where it's just been, nope, don't wanna. And that's it. So that's where we are. And I think anytime there's another person that comes in, whether it's a guest, whether it's anybody, there's always that feeling that, that due to someone's discomfort, that person's going to, be unpredictable, or what did you call it before? A wild card.
Yes.
That's like, you know what? Wild card's a synonym for a-hole. You know?
Not really.
He might be an a.
No.
It's not saying he's kind of a wild card. He's kind of an a-hole.
Unhinged.
Not unhinged. I'm not unhinged.
Mike, oh, we're all right, honey. He's playing Madden. Madden just came out today.
Oh, that's nice.
Mike,
wild card is not an insult. That is someone who will react to something in not an expected way. And again, like he says, that's why the show
is great.
That's
why people like the show.
Yes.
Well,
I think we're all wild cards.
Sometimes I have to finish the show, and I know I'm a wild card, and I like what I do. And I just feel as though we made a minor tweak or two on the show a few days ago, and it feels different to me. It feels better. And I hope, I welcome your feedback too, ladies and gentlemen. I truly do, because we kind of are doing this more. We're having long form discussions more because we like to do that. All right. And, just let us know if you like the way it's rolling along. And that's why we're going to, coming up in the next segment, we're going to do the roundtable. I will end this segment with a total palate cleanser.
Nice.
An old man joke.
Okay.
Right?
From an
I
old
have
man?
Two. I have two for your entertainment today.
Great.
All right. The first one is a joke about the Catholic Church. Taylor Sheridan, if you watch the Yellowstone prequel known as 1923, there is a great deal of activity with the Catholic Church and the way their treatment of Native Americans, which is, if even remotely true, but I've read my history too.
But, you know, it's weird to think that, because they normally have all their ducks in a row, that church.
Okay, so here's the joke, all right?
Yes.
The late Frank Perdue flies to the Vatican, flies over to the Vatican for an audience with the Pope. Mm. Not sure who the Pope was when Frank Perdue was alive, but it doesn't matter for the purposes of this joke.
Okay.
So Frank Perdue gets an audience with the Pope. He walks in, he says, Your Holiness, in the Lord's Prayer we hear, give us this day our daily bread. I was wondering if there was any chance that you could change that. I would be willing to donate $50 million to the Catholic Church if you could change give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily chicken.
Ooh.
And Pope looks at him and says, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Perdue, these are commandments etched in stone. This is a book that this is the holiest of holiest books. And Frank Perdue says, I understand. Listen, okay, if you change the prayer to give us this day our daily chicken, I'd be willing to donate $100 million to the Catholic Church.
Well, then.
And the Pope picks up the phone and says, call the bread people and tell them our deal is off. There you go. Other thing.
Big bread.
And the other joke is a real quickie for you, ladies and gentlemen. Where is the worst place to have a heart attack?
Where?
When you're playing charades. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they're just, I don't care. I liked them. I like both of them and I laugh both of them.
Sounds like heart. Sounds like heart. Heart?
So that's a,
heart.
You're shocked. You're
shocked.
Angry.
You're mad.
You're waving your arms. What? You're blue? What is going on?
Your left arm is no good? What?
It doesn't. I don't understand it. We'll be back with the round table. Danny. Jet.
Woo! Jet.
Hey, it may be hot, but you can see, you can be chill. Let me start that again. It may be hot, but you can be chill with Dadgrass. Stay cool this summer with legal, organic, TSA-approved smokable hemp. Experience delightful cannabis effects with low THC, high CBD, pre-rolled joints, all while keeping a clear head. Discover tinctures and gummies for mellow vibes without smoke. Love your summertime travel with Dadgrass, the ultimate choice. Remember, all Dadgrass products are for ACE, TSA approved. Fly, baby. Dadgrass is the maximum, utmost. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. That is not a lie. It is TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Anybody get any feedback on the round table sounder that I'm playing? Do we need to update it or change it? Or how do you boys feel?
I received some feedback on the segment that people are really enjoying it.
Yes.
Right. But nothing on the horn.
Well, I mean, it's just been one day.
Yeah, it's one day. It has a long tail, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I just like to get as much feedback as I possibly can.
We fall into another dream.
Thank you. I've heard this on
Inception
and off
fans.
Over the years.
Thank you.
One of the things I notice when I watch The Blind Side, the movie, is I don't think it holds up. I think it is very, very difficult for me to watch now.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought that for a long time. Michael Orr, he was the character, and not the character,
right.
He was the real football player the movie was about.
Okay.
He's retired from the NFL, and his life story was depicted in The Blind Side. Well, he is suing the family that took him in, claiming they used him. Other claims he recently found out that Sean and Orr claims that he recently found out that Sean and Leanne Toohey never adopted him, like they claim they did. Instead, they tricked him into signing documents making them his conservators. Interesting.
Wow.
As his conservators, other claims, or claims, I keep saying other, sorry guys, or claims they deprived him of the rights to his name, image, and likeness. The conservatorship gave them the authority to handle all his financial and legal affairs. If they'd adopted him, he would have retained those rights. They also made millions off the movie along with their two kids, while Orr claims that he got nothing. I got nothing. Orr wants the court to terminate the conservatorship. I can't believe it's still going on.
Yeah.
Now that he's been a grown-up forever, he's out of the NFL now. And he wants to force the Tuohys to forfeit all the money they made off the rights to his name and story. His lawsuit says, quote, where other parents of Michael's classmates saw Michael simply as a nice kid in need, conservators Sean Tuohy and Leanne Tuohy saw something else, a gullible young man whose athletic talent could be exploited for their own benefit. Orr played in the NFL from 09 to 16. He's actually always hated the Blind Side because it makes him look stupid. So I thought that was kind of interesting, and it's certainly late in the game right now, but his playing days are over.
Question.
Kind of interesting.
Does it surprise you?
I think when you heard, it doesn't surprise me simply because I have heard that he hates the movie.
Yeah, I think we've known that for a while.
Yeah, and it is a white hero story. Mm-hmm. Very definitely. It is. That's the way the movie comes across as
they,
you know,
saved
the great,
him. Yeah.
The great white savior coming in here. And I don't know. I mean, that I thought it was a little jive, the movie.
Well,
always
of course,
have.
Yeah.
You know? But who knows what the what the real deal is.
I've actually taken a deep dive into this because I've been fascinated by the story in the last few days. And there was roughly a year ago a separate story similar to this that there were some issues with the family. At stake at the moment, and if I'm repeating a little bit what Mike said, I just want to make sure I get the facts right, is the residuals, royalties from his story in the movie, which the family said they split five ways. He's alleging that he didn't get his fair share from the $300+ million, not that total amount, but the royalties that came to him from his.
So they're claiming that it goes mother, father, kid, football player? That's the five ways?
The five ways, yes.
Okay. And well, then the family gets 80% and he gets 20%.
Yeah, you know what?
Agreed.
Hell of a point.
Agreed. So I'm just giving you the facts, right?
This is mad world logic. That
so,
you should be one unit.
Right.
The family, as portrayed in the movie, were a handful of boosters that were, attempting to make some decisions for him and take care of him in some aspects for the conservatorship. So when he was going to Ole Miss, like they could make sure they could.
Their school,
they,
by the way.
They could sign the paperwork. They could make sure that this was going the right way. And now, years later, he comes to find out that they could have adopted him at age 18.
Right.
They told him, he alleges that they said they couldn't actually adopt him. They had to be a conservatorship because that was the only form of adoption that was allowed because he was 18, over 18.
Okay.
So that's what they went with. So I think his feelings are hurt that why didn't they adopt him when they could have? Did they know that the conservatorship was not the only option? He wants to get to the bottom of that.
And was he used?
Oh, was he used?
Yes.
The story in this lawsuit also comes out the day of his book being released.
Wait a second.
That's why we do the round table. I didn't know that.
You know, they didn't mention that on the Today Show either.
He has a new book.
Oh my God.
That's a little hinky.
Right? Yeah. And
the ghostwriter of it is Tom Hanks.
So I watch on Barstool Sports, and you know, they have their own leanings, but I'm watching an interview with the son, the real person from the family, and he is very clear. He's like, look, I still love him. We still love him. We knew that this was coming down the line because we've been dealing with this for some time now. Wasn't really surprised when it happened. And so I don't know what to believe, right? But I also understand that someone's likeness and their identity was sold.
Yeah.
Without maybe them understanding that. But in the long run, I don't know what Michael Orr's position is, especially with the book coming out and what his actual stake and what he has to gain out of this.
All right, here's how I look at it.
Is this just financial?
I don't know. I think there are a lot of question marks. Obviously, a lot of questions about what this is, but I also think it comes down to dollars and cents.
Sure.
And I think it can be accounted for. And I think you can go look at the accounting of it, and you can say, okay. Yeah. And the fact that there is no blind side without Michael Orr,
mm-hmm.
there's certainly a blind side without those kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were kind of secondary characters in the movie. The movie was the relationship between the mother and Michael Orr. That's the truth. And I think if there is evidence of a longstanding problem that he had with the way it was done,
right.
Who knows? At the same time, you have to say the man thrived under their influence,
yes,
and was able to get into the NFL. I don't know what his level of talent was and how it was developed, and that's coaching as well. Who knows?
It sounds to me that at least there was some misdirection, if not an outright hoodwinking of him, unless he's lying.
There's a chance of that.
But guys, I think that there's also, I don't know. I don't know. Everything the family's signaling is saying they love him regardless, and they will go through this process.
If you got 80% of the money, you'd love him too.
I think you're hung up on just I think this is about money, so that's obvious. But
it is kind of money, you know.
Yeah,
if there was money involved in this, you know, but money with the Ole Miss.
But if you get 80%,
right?
I think the opposite happens. I think you fight. If you're nefarious and devious, and you fight him at a very high level in the press, and you fight him at every level you can. That's what these people do.
If you come out at that and that way, that's your play immediately, then you're the villain.
That doesn't stop people from doing it, though.
No, but if they're smart, they play it this way. We love him. And also the fact that the son is the one that issued the statement, not the parents.
No, the parents also issued their own statement.
Okay. You were talking about the kid.
Yeah, well, obviously this is going into some sort of litigation, so we'll have to keep tabs out and see what's going on, all right? We'll do that. A Tale of Two Celebrities, gentlemen. I'm going to kind of paraphrase both these stories.
Please.
And kind of says a lot about these particular individuals. Fleetwood Mac drummer Mick Fleetwood, he has lived in Maui for several decades. And he's spoken out about the catastrophic wildfire disaster that ravaged the Hawaiian island last week. By the way, still amazing to think that, less than a month before, my sister had been on that island for a month.
I know.
Right down there. Right
and
where
as soon
it all
as
happened.
She leaves.
Yeah. I think, thanks, Rob. The 76-year-old musician has a restaurant, Fleetwood's, on Front Street. Didn't he have one in Alexandria at one point? Didn't he try to have one in Alexandria?
I don't
Old Town?
Remember I that. Could
there
be.
Might have been a Fleetwood's down there. I don't know if it's still around. He said to CBS, the morning show, quote, "I haven't lost a family member. I didn't lose my house. It could have happened, but it didn't happen." So you immediately go like, I'm really lucky. Now what the hell can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole town of Lahaina is no more. He immediately was providing services and putting stuff on a plane and helping people, and he is going to continue to do that. And now we go to the other celebrity.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the room has not always been Paris Hilton's strong suit.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend, she was enjoying a vacation with her husband and their son on Maui, 30 miles from Lahaina, out of the zone of the wildfires. Paris and family arrived last Tuesday, and by Wednesday, Hawaiian authorities were asking tourists to leave. She didn't. She didn't listen. Obviously, the internet isn't letting her get away with it. One critic said, quote, "Imagine watching thousands of people lose their homes, loved ones, families, etc., and then expecting them to serve you drinks while you frolic on the..." Oh, stop it! Frolicking on the beach.
Unhinged.
In front of them. Another one said, Paris Hilton heard about the Maui wildfire devastation, then said, "That's hot."
Mike.
That's so it's well. That's not from me. That's from somebody else.
I doubt she said that.
So that's it. I agree. Paris.
Well,
get your ass
how do you
together.
Feel about this? There are snorkeling trips. There are excursions. It's a tourist economy that are still happening. And I feel for the people because they're literally weeping openly saying, we're still recovering here and we
bodies still haven't
and we
recovered.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's wild, right?
It's just weird. I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's very strange, but Eretz, duh, please.
Derp.
Finally, OnlyFans, as you may know, is an online platform for sexually explicit.
Look out.
I go there for crafts.
It is
that's
upwards
Pinterest
of 100,
you're looking for.
130 million users. Much of its success has been attributed to the sense of connection the subscription-based model gave consumers during the pandemic. What you find on OnlyFans is not always exactly porn, at least not in the traditional sense, but it's not porn. Generally speaking, men tend to consume more pornography compared to women. There is emerging evidence that men are at the center of a larger loneliness pandemic. Epidemic, I should say. Some experts blame social media and porn for the declining connection. Given that OnlyFans represents the intersection of the two, it would make sense that lonely, single men would be driving the company's success. It is a convenient theory, but the only problem is the opposite seems to be true. A majority of subscribers are married men. So OnlyFans is less of an antidote to loneliness and more of a fidelity cheat code. The twist comes from one of the first studies to break down OnlyFans user demos. After surveying 335 men and 383 women ages 18 to 71.
Very nice.
Researchers found that OnlyFans subscribers on average were 63% male, 68% white, and 89% married.
Wow.
With 59% of users identifying as hetero, 37% identifying as bi or pansexual, like Wayne Brady.
Yeah, how many of them, what's the percentage of people over the age of 71?
71.
We might have missed the boat. Like, it really is an economy that at first was kind of like, this is interesting. The pandemic hits, and a lot of these adult entertainers go to
subscription model?
They go to OnlyFans because they couldn't make movies.
Right.
And then that
and
really
a celebrity who wants to do that,
that really spurred the platform and then legitimized it. And I'm watching one of my TikTok feed, the reels or TikToks that come up, and it's a very famous actress. Her name's Sky Bri, SKI for you perverts out there, BRI, if I'm not mistaken.
I love her cheese.
And she said she's making $12 million a month. $12 million a month.
Wow.
It stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah. Well, when you say we missed the boat, do you suggest perhaps we should be showing off our bodies and making $12 million a month?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I know I've been goofing on Mike for years about his foot fetish. But I heard that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
She's missed the boat.
Lovely lady.
She used to work at Target. She was discovered there.
Was she a greeter?
Coming soon, ladies and gentlemen, for all you married guys out there, the pampering esthetician.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No, she's doing it. She doesn't know she's doing it.
Oh,
but she's going to be doing it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just that'll come up during a family meeting, I'm sure.
Yeah. Let me say, those uniforms that she wears, okay? All right. I think it would work. I think it would work. Listen, man's got to do what a man's got to do, all right? Hey, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have something. And later on, the flip side, actually, an email from Rob's mom. Come on. OnlyFans, I've never been on it because I'm afraid, but maybe I'll take a look tonight. Yeah, so here's this. You got to stay hydrated in the hot summer months, folks. I can't tell you.
This is
Florida. This is heat index. This is 114, 111, 110. We're getting a break tomorrow, and I am not kidding you. This is what the weather people are calling it down here. A break where it's going to be 91 to 92.
Oof.
That's what I live in. And when I'm out there playing my favorite sport, I live on it. I live on Liquid IV, and the guy I played with today lives on his Liquid IV as well.
Right there.
There's your Liquid IV.
Right
there.
Look
at that
great
stuff. Water is too boring and flavorless. Sports drinks loaded with sugar. What to do? What to do? How about Liquid IV, the number one powdered hydration brand in America? That's the ticket. Liquid IV is now available in sugar-free. Their hydration multiplier is sugar-free. It uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. Three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone. It's delicious too. White peach, green grape, lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you're going to be making a difference because they had donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or do one better for yourself.
Yes.
20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS. We have a link on our website at michaelmarishow.com. You do it at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Welcome back to the show. And Rob, you were talking about an email from your mother?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes. And I know this is not a very cheerful subject, but it's very odd. My mom, I guess, because she's now lost two younger siblings, she wrote up her will.
Oh, great.
And she emailed it to me to check it over.
Okay.
And it's just like, I am really dreading.
You're her only child.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
So you get everything.
Oh, boy. But I don't want everything.
You just want your mom. Yes. I do as well, but, you know, they all got to go.
I mean, but the weird thing is...
We
is
all do sometimes.
It's so matter of fact. Is, well, here's my will, and I open it up, and she says, in the account, and it identifies me as the sole heir and executor. The first thing it says is, he will provide care for my dog. If he is unable to provide care for my dog...
God bless you, Sharon.
That's so sweet.
Sweetheart, really.
Will do it, and then she just...
Oh, bless her, really. But please pass along to your mom my sympathies for her loss, because I mean, she's had a rough time, too.
She has. But
good lady.
All the things through is the, you know, all I have to make sure who gets what. She says, just leave it up to you. Take care of it.
You get full discretion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of responsibility.
I know. It's one of the reasons
that's
it flipped me
heavy.
Out.
Heavy.
But one thing that she did is good is she did very specifically say what she wanted done with her body, which is, you know, so I don't have to worry about that or even discuss it with her, because that's
Is it still the circus cannon?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Into the field.
That's
wonderful. And then it grows wheat, and then we use the wheat to make cake, and then we eat the cake.
Can I ask you one other question?
Yes, of course.
Was everything in there, all the details?
What do you mean?
Financial details?
Well, no, it's just all of her holdings will go to me.
Was she a saver?
No.
Okay, that's all I wanted. I'm sorry. Then it's fine.
There's a chair that I want.
Here's all the work for free.
My mom packed a little away. We were Kathy and I were shocked.
Wow.
Wow, that's, man.
Did Kathy let you have any of it?
No. She gave Carla a scarf.
And then she went to Maui with a book of matches.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Blaming her. You're a monster.
I am a monster.
It's so hot, Jehovah's Witnesses are now telemarketing.
What?
So it's time to focus on your face. DermGlow is everything you guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine, and lots of it is on sale. Don't miss out on SunGuard. It's DermGlow's number one selling sunscreen on my face right now. Protect yourself with DermGlow. You can enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from DermGlow. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today and tell them that American celebrity chef Bobby Flay sent you. Please remember that the show Beat Bobby Flay does not feature any actual beating. Flay is 58 years old, married 3 times, and currently single, so Bobby must always look his best if he intends to go courting. So if your complexion is looking kind of knobby, call up DermGlow like Flay, Bobby. Some restrictions apply. Check your local listings. That said, Apple's not included. Whatever. Let's get moving here. We've got the flip side.
Yeah,
playing a little time. We're running out of time.
No, there's plenty of time.
Hello.
All right.
The flip side. We do have an abbreviated flip side today. But
yes, did you realize that when you looked at your clock?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, we are definitely short on time.
We had huge weather patterns coming through D.C. yesterday. There's more thunderstorms and tornadic watch activity today. I don't know if you know what causes tornadoes. But
I do.
What this will be a helpful tape.
God's angry?
If you don't. Mac, please.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
So
that's like from the weather line?
Yes,
is that what it is where
Mike,
people call in?
Tornadoes.
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 Tornadoes. God bless them. Fantastic.
And Mike, we'll go ahead and close with this. Did you know you have something in common with a huge celebrity?
Oh.
That's always exciting and a little scary at the same time.
Yes. Tracy Morgan is the guy you have a lot in common with.
Don't see that waffles.
Here's the thing. Not only is this an amazing fact that we close with, but also Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush don't know how to handle the statement.
By the way, you've been working on your body and on your health.
That's Ozempic. How this weight got lost.
You're not. Are you really on Ozempic?
Ozempic. We ain't got a prescription, and I got Ozempic.
No, you did. Wait, are you really on Ozempic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Duh. Ozempic.
You look great.
Hey, Happy Thursday.
Hey, Hoda, like billions of people are stupid. Really? Come on now, all right? It's not that big a deal. Hoda, you really are? I thought weight just fell off when you were a neurotic television personality.
But, Mike, there's more that you're going to like about this tape.
Wait, are you really on Ozempic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I take Ozempic.
You look great.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
All right.
Touch my appetite in
that. Wow. Well, you look good, Tracy.
I only eat half a bag of Doritos.
Doritos.
That whole tape was worth it just to hear him say Doritos.
I thought it was worth it. Maybe you'll meet him at the clinic.
Same day.
Thursday.
By the way, it's in my refrigerator.
Oh.
You know what I can do tomorrow morning?
What?
Would you guys like to see me give myself the needle tomorrow?
Oh, that'd be great. Yes,
absolutely.
I will give myself an injection.
Where?
Exciting. in my scrotum. No,
I will
do that tomorrow. I'll set up the camera so we can do it, and we'll do it at the end of the show tomorrow, and I will give myself the two needles, my little B12 shot, and my Mounjaro.
And then will you eat Doritos?
Doritos, not the whole bag. Sorry for running late today. It happened. We had that big therapy session, and then time got away from me. I apologize. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Maris, thanks so long, everybody.
Doritos.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Maris Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmarishow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is normally the part of the program where Mike O'Mara plays a series of funny voice tapes. Unfortunately, in the middle of the night last night in Fort Myers, Florida, they were stolen. They will resume tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, and God bless you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.